Always great to head over to the West and have a chat to the Hall of Famer, Neville Parham. How are you, Nev?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Before I ask you about your horses, I've got to ask you about your son. How is everything after that shocking fall a couple of weeks ago?
He's on the mend. He's getting there. But, he's a little bit sore with three broken ribs, a punctured lung and a broken collarbone. So it's fairly uncomfortable for him, but he's sort of getting through it now. And, unfortunately, he won't be able to partner KC on Saturday, but he's... Mm. He's okay. He's in good spirits. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a shocking fall for Steve. And we know the Barnum family's been in racing a long time, but when you see one of your sons have a fall like that, it must be an awful feeling. What was going through your mind?
The first thing was obviously, he looked pretty nasty. He sort of fallen in front of the horse and the horse had rolled on him type of thing. And that's when I think the damage was done, basically, that's what he thinks with the ribs anyway. He said, I hit the ground and it rolled on my shoulder, which probably done his collarbone. But then the horses, he got tangled up in the horse's legs and it sort of half rolled on him, which he thinks when the ribs broke. So, it was the first thing you want to see him move, to sort of make sure they're okay. And I saw him sort of half sit up a bit, so that obviously then made you feel a little bit better. You worry that, he's going to miss out on these good opportunities until you find out how serious injuries are. As he said, he works hard to sort of get these opportunities, and it sort of falls away in a moment type of thing. But he sort of got over it pretty quickly. Initially, first thing he thought of was he wasn't able to ride some of these in these one races, and because Tommy settled down, he realised he had a collarbone. Then he's sitting in the ambulance, and he's sitting on the tractor, and he just looked at me and he just said, "Well, it could have been worse, Dad." So, sort of got over it fairly quickly. Yeah.
It's a good attitude to have. But as you said, it is devastating to have a fall this time of year with all those group ones. What are the doctors saying about how long it'll be until Steve gets back in the saddle?
Probably around 8 weeks, they thought. Mainly through his back. He did actually take some little chips off the side of the wing of his vertebrae from his T3 to T6. So they're the ones that are sort of giving a bit of discomfort as well. And they thought they would be the ones that would be holding him up the most. Real treatment for it, and they're not overly concerned with them, but, they just take a bit of time for him to settle down. Yeah.
Well, it was only 12 months ago that yourself and Stephen were celebrating the Group 1 win of KC in the Kingston Town. Brad, his brother, jumps on Saturday. What did you make of her run in the railway? To the eye, it looked a little disappointing. What did you think?
That's a fair comment. It did look a little bit disappointing. No fault of Jason's. Jason sort of jumped on her at the last moment, basically, and never really had a lot of, never had a lot of a feel of the horse. Even though Steve had a talk to him, can be a little bit, laid back and a bit lazy in her races. And I did say to Jason, try and sort of, be in front of Inspirational Girl if you can. But that sort of, I think of that, giving him those instructions and being on the outside and her not showing as much speed as, because they sort of went, clapped the speed on straight away and they run nearly a record for the race. So that's, the pace, I think, was a little soft for her. Would have been a weight carrying record for a mare to win the race, and that still stands. No one's been able to do it. So I think a few things sort of were against it. So once you sort of sit down and have a good think about it, I think she just come out of her comfort zone. And it's not like her. But the pace, I think, was a bit strong. And sort of the others on 53, she was on 56. And made it work. And she was fair, but she was wasn't terrible. So I sort of took the attitude of, we'll just see how she's out of this. been going to the beach quite a bit. Yeah, just trying to. They're very happy with their workout yesterday, so hopefully we can strike again on Saturday.
Well, you've got three runners, a platoon who finished behind KC in last year's Kingston Town Classic, but beat her home in the Railway. How has he progressed from the Railway? And you've probably drawn a bit of an awkward barrier, both KC and platoon are in 11 and 13.
A little bit awkward, but
out of it really well. You know, I thought he was sort of peaking for the Railway Stakes, but what I've seen of him since then would indicate that he's probably come out of it much better. He'll need to, because like most of the horses in the race, the boys, they go from 53 to 59 in weight for age conditions, so it's a bit of a jump for them. And the three-year-olds, you know, they certainly come in relatively well, and they're building up a little bit of a record in the race that you know, they get in quite well. I think out of the three-year-olds, Dom de Chute, he's been really good in his races with no luck, bad barriers. He's drawn a reasonable gate Saturday, so he's the one we've got to sort of look out for. But getting back to the platoon, I think he really bounced out of it really well. So I was really happy with his work on Saturday morning. Paul Harvey's jumped on him for me. He's obviously a champion jockey, and he holds the record with Stephen on how many the most Kingston Town winners. I think they won four each. So, you know, I think we've got the right jockey for that horse, with Brad jumping off to jump on KC. And the theory in that was that, you know, she's capable of winning the race if she's switched on and everything's going well. So, and she's the one that sort of underweight for age conditions that suited. She's got 56, I think, or 56 and a half, one of the two. And an inspirational girl goes from 53 to 57. And I said, do all the others sort of go up in weight, and most of them anyway. And but the three-year-olds sort of come in with that weight that sort of is quite suitable to them. Watch me dance hasn't put a foot wrong either. So, But I'm optimistic that he can run well.
And you've got Nerf Bosk as well, which we know over here in Victoria, and you've done a good job winning the carbine with it last start as well. So, inspirational girl, as you mentioned, up in weight. She's drawn barrier 18. It was a dominant win in the Railway, but do you think she's vulnerable from that wide gate with the weight on Saturday?
Well, I looked up the stats on the barriers. She'll probably start from, I think, 15, I think, and there's only been one winner out of that barrier since the stats have been produced, and according to the stats, she has a 2.1% chance of winning the race. So she is very vulnerable, in my opinion. As good as Willie Pike is, it'll have to be something out of the bag.
Yeah, and she's in really tight in the market now. She's even money chance at the moment, or $2.10, which is really, really tight. Is this going to be you're attempting to win your fourth Kingston Town?
That would be correct, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know how to win it. Who's your number one seed?
Oh, definitely KC. You know, I think she's as I said, in the one weights for age scale, she's capable. I'm not concerned with the barriers. I think she'll sort of get about midfield and, you know, in that three wide line and getting a nice duck into it like she did in the Galicia Steer Stakes two starts ago. She likes a bit of daylight. She can finish off from there. She's definitely the best one. And, you know, hopefully Platoon can run well. And Neff Boss, well, he hasn't put a foot wrong since he's been here. I don't know what I've done, if anything. You know, maybe it's just the fact that he just needed a little bit more time. Some of these Europeans, they come out, they go better in their seventh preps. And that's all I can put it down to. Seems to have a bit of sprint in his step, which I don't think that's been seen before, but I haven't done anything out of the ordinary with him. He's just worked him as a normal horse, and he's shown a bit of form, so I couldn't be happier with him. If anything, he keeps improving that horse, and he's on a trail to the Perth Cup, so he'll run in this race as a stepping stone from his last run, and then his next run will be the most likely the weight for age 2100 in 2 weeks after this, and then into the Cup 2 weeks later. He's really well. Hopefully, as he steps up, he'll go better.
Sounds like you've got three really nice chances heading to the Kingston Town Classic. Is there another horse that RSN listeners should be following? You've got runners today. You've got a heap of runners tomorrow. Have you got a winner for us outside of the three in the railway, in the Kingston Town?
We've got a couple of two-year-olds in Saturday. They both well, Flying Missile and Ultimate Command. There are two boys riding, Chris and Brad. Flying Missile's drawn the best. But what I'm seeing from Ultimate Command, she's going really well. It's the first of the Rommels to, or one of the first to Rommel, second win, I think. She's been very promising in trial, and I think she can just about knock them off.
All right, we like that. The first starter, Ultimate Command. Great to catch up now. We'll give our best to Steve. Hopefully we see him back in the saddle soon, and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, buddy. No worries.